Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. The Captain Arrives. My name is Jim Hawkins. At the time this story begins, I was 15 years old. I lived with my parents in a little village near the sea. We had an inn called the Admiral Benbow. In the evening, people came for a meal or a drink. We also had rooms, and sometimes people stayed with us. I remember the day the old sailor arrived at our inn, carrying his big sea chest. He was a tall man with long hair and an ugly scar on his face. His hands were rough and his nails were black and broken. He came in, sat down at a table, looked around and smiled. Then he turned to my mother and said,
"I like this place. Tell me, do many strangers come here?"
"No," she replied. "This is a small village, a very quiet place." The man smiled again and said,
"Then I shall stay here. I like quiet places. And I like simple food. Bacon and eggs and rum. Lots of rum."
My mother looked at me, and I looked at her. We needed money because my father was very ill at that time. "All right," my mother said. "We've got a room upstairs with a good view of the sea."
"Excellent," the man said,
and he put some gold coins on the table. "Thank you," my mother said. She picked up the coins and asked, "What's your name, sir?"
"Call me Captain," the man said.
Then he turned to me and said,
"On the first day of every month, I'll give you a silver fourpenny if you look for sailors. Look out for a sailor with a wooden leg."
"With pleasure, Captain," I replied.
"And now, boy, will you help me with this sea chest?"
"Of course," I replied. Together, we carried the heavy wooden box upstairs to his room, and the captain came to live with us. Every morning, he went for long walks by the sea. He looked through his telescope for hours. In the evening, he sat in a corner of the parlour, drinking rum and water. If a stranger entered, the captain was silent, as quiet as a mouse. There were other times when he drank too much. Then he told us stories, frightening stories, about storms at sea, about people drowning, and about pirates and mutiny. Sometimes he sang songs about the sea. There was one he sang again and again.
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum.
I was fascinated by the captain.